I see the signs and I'm moving. About as quickly as I can now.
Used to wake up at dawn, check my Nikes for roaches, wipe the coat up out my eye, light up tree to fight the notion. I was far from getting on, now it's looking like I'm chosen, huh? Grinding so hard, you think I'm trying to bust a Trojan, but I know, yeah, I know it's approaching. Like I copied and pasted from prophets and sages, how to penetrate hearts of what I jot on a page. I might reposition stars, sending thoughts in the space. You get conviction mixed with art when I hop on the stage and believe. We need healing, plenty beasts need killing. So my pen bleeds feeling, it's deeper, it ain't spilling. Yeah, every time I speak, reveal it, I think brilliant. And I'ma reach a million of souls with these lines, so precisely designed that it might seem divine. On the road to perdition, the blind lead the blindness on the screen and in the sky. Everywhere I see the sign, let go.
I see the signs and I'm moving. I see the signs and I'm moving. I see the signs and I'm moving. About as quickly as I can now.
Are you okay?
Yeah, we're recording, but like at the same time, I can just cut out.
Anything. You want some more mead though?
I'm down for some mead, yeah. Okay. So we're at this epic fucking cabin right now, walking around. This is kind of pre-pod, but I'm just kind of being show-offy because this is fucking tight.
I mean, what about God?
Do you believe in God?
So, if there is a God, it's I feel like it's probably female, like Atlantis Morse type shit, you know what I'm saying? And like, Dogma, or Dogma, with like a, what's his name? Ben Affleck, and that Damon guy.
Yeah.
You see that shit about Dogma?
Yeah, you've seen it right.
Is that every single rule? The grinder? Oh, that's
right. Cabin pod. Let's go. I don't even know what we're going to talk about. I said something about God, but...
You forgot about the fucking weed value.
Oh. Cannabis is God.
Cannabis. Is the
God that is cannabis.
That was a question, yeah. God. Yes. I don't think I've really heard you, like your side. Like, what do you see as God?
I think like love is another word. Consciousness, Allah, Jah, nature. They're all just symbols and words and sounds that we make to describe something that's like by nature indescribable. You know, the best we can do is like agree that these sounds mean these things, like the word God means such and such. But it's the power of the agreement that is closer to God than like whatever words or symbols you choose to use to define it. You know what I mean?
So it's just like bicycles. It depends on what it is to you, though. Like God could be a bicycle.
Yeah.
It's the word.
Yeah, for sure. But at the same time, I feel like if you want to like try to be more nitty gritty as far as like defining like what you mean by like the divine or whatever, I would say it's everything. So yeah, it would be a bicycle as well.
Sure.
But it would just be whatever and like whatever you focus on, and then and including your focus and like the will that you used to use your focus, like all of that is God. You know what I mean? Do you fucks with that?
This is definitely God.
Cannabis?
I mean, I feel like this is like just the most just a part of like the earth, but like the earth in general, you know.
Okay.
But this is like like being awake at night, man, because during the day it's like so much going on, so many like energies flowing around trying to do shit for, you know, or whatever reason, or
feeling shitty for whatever reason, you know, all these fucking regrets and like working on pain, you know, at night, like people like those, whether they're drunk and doing something fun or fucking just passed out tired, like they're, at least they're fucking not feeling that pain, you know, or like feeling, feeling like anything, they're just fucking quiet, you know, but during the day, they're just like, almost like zombies, you know, and not even like living, and that's what it is, it's like, they're not dead, but they're not living, so that the zombies are not, the non-living. So right. Like the zombies, the ones that think that they're like the ones doing right and shit, you know, like doing living like we're supposed to, but no, that's not living. So that means you're not living, means you're a zombie. But they think we're the zombies, because like we're doing, we're going to the system, like we're living our lives. We're actually living. We're the ones actually living. You know?
Yeah,
it's crazy. So
it's, like, it's weird though, because there's a balancing act there. Like I have a job, and but like I'm aware of that.
Yeah.
It's like I would almost rather not have a job, but then like, there's definitely consequences to that. It's not a great system.
I mean, yeah. Your dad didn't have like property and shit or something.
No.
What was the place in Urbana? Was it just like your cousin or something? Remember, you were staying there for a minute after your foot. What shit? It's your toe.
And that was my mom's.
Oh, that was my mom's side family?
And they were planning on selling that before.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay. I remember that shit. And they kind of let you stay because they didn't need that shit.
Yeah.
That was awesome. It worked out well.
Yeah.
Shit. I don't know. How this makes it easier for me. I think I just put too much weed in the shit. But, yeah, man. I definitely.
Property is the right way to be thinking about things, though. That's actually one of the bars in J. Cole's new song with Absol and Daylight. Absol said, realer state of mind. It's like, see, it's like a double entendre, right? Like real estate of, like real estate.
Real estate, mind, estate.
Real estate minded, like thinking about real estate, but it's also a realer state of mind.
State of mind, yeah.
Yeah.
So, it's like, it's like he says it both at the same time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But it's,
real estate of mind, you need equity. Let this beat build. Oh man, yeah, nah, dude. I mean, so what do you think about the metaverse? We were talking about that outside. Oh, that's kind of why I wanted to pile a little bit, because like you've been exploring this metaverse.
Dude, I'm in there, dude. I'm so far in there, doing my reconnaissance, dude. You know, for the peoples,
for the future. Yeah?
Yeah, I mean, seriously.
I'm, like, holding off. I'm trying to avoid that shit at all.
I mean,
all
it's fine. I just feel like probably, you know, like, your lifetime, you might gonna have to for some reason.
Like, in order to make money, that's what you're saying.
Or even connect with somebody or apply for a job somewhere or, you know, pay a fine or talk to, you know, any small thing where you have to meet with somebody or, like, do something where you can't meet face-to-face.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be a
deal. Like Zoom. It's just next level. Zoom,
but yeah.
Basically. Like they forced Zoom on everybody when COVID hit.
Mm-hmm. You know? Something like that. Yeah. That's, and also with that, they can, like, with studying and stuff, they can tell if you're looking away or something, you know, or like,
right,
you're not paying attention. You know, that's just one thing I've thought about, but like, and I mean, it's an easy way to control people, like, and like, even know even more about what, like, your thoughts and actions and.
No,
like,
dude,
you know,
it's literally
everything about
every eye movement they make.
Yeah, and so like they're mapping that out, what you're saying
shit
and how fast you're saying and your heart rate.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
they get to, and they have, and like you literally agreed to let them record all of that.
Everything, like
all that
map work,
biometric data.
Oh, yeah, like a whole, they're laying out a whole like map work of like
your
DNA. You,
and shit.
Yeah, for no reason. There's like a little like side folder,
your
like
scent and everything.
Yeah, it was like a little side folder. You know what I'm saying? Just random people.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not really looking at us, but
data. And they sell that data to,
yeah,
to people.
That's what I'm saying. They're not
going to
get rid of it.
Google and shit.
Someone's going to buy it for something eventually.
Right. To learn how to, like, target their markets and how to tune their algorithms,
yep,
to best make
some
the
way.
Most money.
Lily.
Like, if they're recording us all the time anyway, like, we should just record ourselves all the time and then we can just cut out the bad shit.
Cut
the
bad shit.
And publish the good shit.
They have to get verified, you know, in some way. So crazy. I bet you can probably like pay for it or something.
Yeah, you can on Twitter now for sure.
That's ridiculous. What's the point?
Yeah. Well, the whole thing about being verified is, to Twitter, it's just verifying your identity, whereas, like, on Instagram, you're verified as, like, an influencer or somebody important.
Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, it could be some other kind of, like a kind of stature, like, you know, super wealthy or, like, a famous something, right? To be checkmarked or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, Twitter has a few different,
I'm like James Franco and shit. You know,
yeah, certain ones have, like, gold checks, and then ones have, like, silver checks.
Verify that
shit? Going to, like, the government officials.
Yeah, government officials have, like, silver checks and shit?
Yeah, yeah. Something like that, yeah.
How do they verify that, though? They have, is that high level?
Twitter?
Yeah.
Yeah, Twitter is a CIA.
For real, for real?
Yeah, dude.
Damn.
Literally, the logo was a bluebird, like, in honor of, like, Operation Bluebird, which was, like, a CIA. You can just Google it.
What's
wrong
with you, man?
What you mean, like, in general?
Yeah, like, just today working or, like...
Yeah. I'm running a dispensary now.
You're running it?
Yeah.
Wait, you working for a while anyway?
Manager retail operations.
They acknowledge that you're running it, right?
Yeah, exactly.
That's what's up, man. So now they acknowledge that you run that shit?
Yeah.
And pay you accordingly?
Barely, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we also that we could just keep you from quitting.
Yeah, pretty much.
But there's an algorithm, like, how much do I pay this motherfucker to not quit?
Yeah, exactly.
So, you're coming out, this is what we can offer you.
Yeah.
But we're not going to say yes, just take it.
Crazy, right?
Yeah.
You got that? You got that.
Whew. Like, why do you think the metaverse is so important for people to start being involved in? People to not get involved at all?
So I'm not gonna, like, even, cause I'm not trying to even think about, like, what people should do, but I just think, like, for me, like, I feel like I'm part of, like, a big snowball, you know. I got, like, got my feet in the door of, like, being the first, like really early in the scene, you know. We're pretty much, like, eventually, I mean, I'm pretty much, like, already, like, if it's the real world, right? Like, the one place that's, like, really popping and could potentially be the most, like, popular place in its own world adventure, some shit, like, I don't really know. I feel like more people know me as Homie Juan Kenobi than Aaron Watson, you know? And, like, I don't know. Like, it could be almost like politician, you know, in the metaverse type shit, like, on my own shit, just because I've been since the get-go, you know? It's also, so...
But is there genuine satisfaction from, like, virtual experience like that, or...?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Totally. I mean, sometimes of course, when I'm, like, close to someone, I have to see somebody, like, you know, hear them, like, their actual voice. But sometimes I can hear that digital, like, fucking translation, like, through the lines, you know? Because it's hitting some lines somewhere, and it's, like, hitting some code somewhere, and then it's being transferred into my ear. You know, so it's not that instantaneous. Like, I know it's not exactly what they're saying. You know, to a T, like.
Right.
And the tones and stuff, you know, sometimes, like, there's glitches, and since it sounds weird, it sounds, it get fucked up, you know, because they're still experimenting with, like, trying to let us talk to everybody, but also listen to everybody at the same time, you know?
Right.
And I can tell, like, when the sounds get changed up and,
like, they're listening.
Stuff. Yeah, but I'm part of that, you know?
Right.
almost like when the universe is being like built. You know, I'm part of like the part, one of like the fucking peons that's out there doing work and like they're learning from my actions and stuff, you know. And so yeah, like eventually you know to be like some part like, oh, like I'm not gonna be like, remember the homie wanted to come from his case when he did this, like, well, you know, they pull up my case. Yeah. Just because the way I acted, you know, could affect some way that you know, the future world does something, you know? And so I'm part of that like landslide type shit. Like I'm, and I think it's not like a landslide where it's detrimental or there's, you know, you're not gonna like be forced to do it really, but I really think that, you know, and your lifetime, like, even like watching TV or something, like, instead of just everybody sitting around watching TV, everybody has their own headset. And they're just doing it together, you know? Because, like, for the same price, everybody has their own headset. And you can play your games, watch your movies, do your schoolwork, you know, build stuff in 3D, you can go to meetings, you know, like, learn, go to class, like, what, do everything, you know?
Except eat. And shit.
I mean, I made a few burgers in the metaverse, and I was kind of full. Fuller than I am fucking when I ate McDonald's. For real.
Like, your body was full?
I mean, that's what my stats said. That's what my avatar. But I've had these moments, too, where I was like, what am I? I look at my hands, you know, the avatar world. I'm like, what's going on? It was, like, really trippy, dude. Like, because it's hard. I think people don't like feel it as much as, you know, I guess you know how real it is. It could be, you know, like every single person is a real person in there, you know, whether they're being fake as fuck. The whole trolling thing. They're just lying and then, you know, trying to pretend to be somebody else. It's not that funny. And your accent's not that good. Okay, yours is kinda good, but stop, like, seriously. You know, I've heard your regular like accent, you know? Let's change names, you know, and then we'll get another count. And like pure fucking troll. Like, Dennis's man, like, just so okay with, like, fucking with someone else's, like, good energy just to, like, give them, like, maybe a chuckle. You know what I mean? Not that funny. But you're ruining, like, three or four persons just to get a chuckle for yourself, you know?
Yeah.
And then causing me problems. But mostly, I mean, right now I'm just kidding, like, kicking kids out and making sure that's, like, it's like a 18 and up, you know, or like adultish enough, because the kids, I can't say the kid, but if I think I hear his voice and I hear like, yo, what's up, man? How are you? I'm 18. You know, like I can't really assume that he's not, you know, but catch him though. You can't fake like years and years of smoking weed and cigarettes. You know what I'm saying? In your voice, like no matter how deep you go, you know, you can't fake that shit. So like, if I hear him in conversation, for real. They'll let it slip, you know, because they go over talk like this for a while, but eventually it's like comes like letting the air out of a balloon, you know. They puffed up, but then like fucking eventually the air is gonna run out. And it's like, oh, watch it, get the fuck out of here. It's pretty funny. There's even an option where like I can grant somebody super speed or Uber or like a ultra speed. And ultra speed is ridiculous. Like, pretty much in under a second, you can be across the whole world. You know, just one touch of the joystick, you push all the way. So it'd be so touchy with it, you know? Like, when I first came out, I trained on that shit on ultra for, like, probably like 2 or 3 weeks every night. Like, the first couple of days, people were like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, I'd be in conversation, and it's like, move real quick. I'm all the way across the whole world. But, like, I just like, kind of jump, you know? It fucking got my face or something, you know? It feels weird, like, when people violate boundaries, but you know, like, but it's the real world. I still feel it, dude, like 100%, real. And the putt-putt, dude, you know, like playing, I feel like I actually played in these extravagant places, you know, with fucking other fucking lovers of putt-putt from all across the world, you know, they know my name and another name. Like, we see each other almost every day, and I play that shit. Like, it's a good practice, like, dude.
You actually have to stand up, dude.
Yeah, I might just stand up. Mm-hmm. The physics are so real, dude. It feels just like, and the sound is so precise, man. They made it so beautiful. Like, when you hit the ball, and the controller vibrates, and the ball goes exactly where you fucking hit it, you know? And I'm pretty good. I'm thinking about getting the ping pong joints, dude. They just came out the ping pong one. And, you know.
type shit, type shit.
There you go.
Why am I so slump right now? Damn. Which one did I choose? That was the indica thing, dude. That was, I was so in the couch. I was a part of the couch, dude. That was so crazy. That's exactly what it did. It put me in the couch.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's cool. But it felt good, though, man. You know, couch is a cool place to be.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, if you think about it, man, couch deals with a lot of fucking butts.
Mm-hmm.
Like, probably in a couch, it's pretty much like a silencer for farts. Like, people sit down, probably just to fart. Like, you spread your feet, just put all that shit right in the fucking cushion. Yeah. Like, you're shitting on someone's couch pretty much if you fart. That's fucked up, dude. Just gonna be quiet? Go outside and fart in the air, bro. Like, what the fuck? Trees love that shit. But now you're putting your feces in my couch and cushion for later when I sit on it. It's gonna go up in my butt when I fart. That's fucked up. Like, oh, damn, it's time travel farting out and into my butt. It's what the fuck, dude.
It's crazy, dude.
Next level, man.
Farts are crazy.
I'm gonna start farting out everyone's couches now. I'm gonna start saving all my farts for couches, dude.
Right?
That's like time travel.
What about like the fart and like within the fart?
Oh, so if I catch somebody else's fart in the thing?
Yeah, it's like a fart within a fart, like a dream within a dream, but it's a town within a fart.
I mean, I'd rather be the outside fart.
Yeah.
I don't want to be the fart inside the fart. You can't get out.
I know. You too far. Even if you are out, like, you're still
no, you're still on another one. Like, damn it. The levels, man. Can't handle that shit, man. We're trying to top shelf, man.
Yeah.
I have a chance
to get outside of the stink.
Yeah. Like, when it goes down, like, you know.
Let the stink dissipate.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel you.
Yeah, we were doing this funny like Japanese like a game show where they like practice different ways to like disperse farts. You seen that shit?
What?
Yeah, man.
A like, fart dispenser?
Yeah, they had this like
yeah.
Neon lights and stuff. And whatever to show like how they would fart and like how to dispense it, you know? Like, different motions and stuff, like ninja rolls and stuff. It was so funny, man.
They got like push the fart that way, push the fart that way.
Yep, or like they're like, blow it up, or like, they did like almost Hadouken. Like,
Hadouken.
Like, Rasengan.
Hadouken with the fart.
Yeah, they did, dude. The best way was like, okay, you take your hand as a cup, right? And as you're skipping sideways, you clap your butt, and so it releases all the sound in the most proper, efficient way as fast as possible.
Yeah, the Japanese would be on some shit.
The other one was like, when if you fart, and then you quickly like roll away. And he like crawl away from the cloud. That worked pretty well too. It was cool. It should like show that you look.
So I see, it's like techniques for like farting and avoiding, like smelling your own fart.
Like how fast you do get away, because they took that into account, like how fast the aerodynamics would like stick. Like if you run forward, the wind goes around you. You know what I'm saying? And so it creates this pocket, and it doesn't let you let the fart fog leave you.
It's
so you have to run sideways.
Of farting.
Yeah, because if you run sideways, because the wind goes sideways and it pulls you. For real, dude. At least run sideways. You know, skip
the fact that you're being for real. That's hilarious.
The one is pretty cool. He goes, he does like a baseball pitch, and you can see the fart go, and like spread around. It's like arc pattern. Like, poof. It's so funny, dude. Oh shit, I should have learned that.
Huh, man.
But like, when we trip with somebody, sometimes you know, kind of feeling. Like, I felt that. I was joking with you. Or with you one or two times.
Yeah, I mean.
That's tight. But, I mean, those are things that I can, like, appreciate now because it's in my DNA.
You mean, like just tripping in general?
Yeah. It's almost like a feeling that I can, like, be in tune with sometimes when I'm in the right mindset or something, you know? And it's a place in my mind that I've had since I was a kid, you know? And it's still, like, sometimes in my dreams and stuff. And it still affects my vision sometimes, you know? Like, words and stuff. It's different than dyslexic, you know? It's like, they scramble sometimes, like, tripping, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they do words move around. It's like that sometimes. It's not just like, oh, words, the letter's backwards. No, this fucking word over here a second ago, you know? The fuck? The book just turned into, like, liquid. I'm 7. but no one told me books turn liquid. The fuck? Not a Narnia?
shit.
Wait, Narnia's not real? What the fuck? What's going on with me then? Fuck? Nah, I never thought anything was like wrong with me. And I think, dude, honestly, if you think about it, every kid is the product of some kind of drug-related conception.
Right.
One or both of the parents was intoxicated in some sense.
Right.
Where there was, like, even a good meal.
Right.
Like some wine or, like, a painkiller or, like, an aspirin.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That affects the whole life from that moment forward.
Right.
That's a big spark. Like, whether it's a small part of it, even, like, maybe they were, like, had a bad day or something. Or what they ate that day affects that spark that creates you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so, and I'm starting to notice, you know, if you, certain people who, like, especially with drugs are involved, like, certain kids, you know, from that certain, like, if you can find out which parent was doing which drug, you know, you can kind of, like, see a correlation to how a kid kind of, like, comes out, you know, how they see life and, like, how they approach life, you know, and it's kind of, like, based through the eyes of the drugs, the conversations of the drugs.
Mm-hmm.
That's so crazy. But I think I got lucky that acid was the one that I got hooked up with. You know what I'm saying? My parents, luckily, just fucking hippies, you know? And, like, so I think it's a blessing, man.
Yeah.
But it's also sometimes a curse, you know? Like, I'm not saying that I have a power or some shit, but, like, I'm saying, like, sometimes it's easier to, like, be ignorant or, like, not see things, you know? And I see people not seeing things all the time. Like, just not seeing things for what they are. And they're happy doing that, you know? And I'm okay with them being happy with that, you know? I'm not against them. But, like, sometimes people take really offense to shit. Like, when I say, like, medication is no good. It's not doing anything, you anything. You're not going to get better from it.
Same with therapy.
Like, people fucking freak out if they say something like that, you know? And I don't really believe that.
Medication, I think there's more people that are going to be receptive to that. But if you say therapy's not doing you any good,
yeah,
that's sure. Going to trigger most people. That's a super hot take.
Yeah, totally. Because, like, they rely solely on some random person for so much of their emotional, like, support and, like,
right,
validation and stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then mixed with, like, whatever prescription they give you, which validates their validation in some sense. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They're giving you something to, like, validate how they think
about how they project onto you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And backs them up in a way. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's fucked up. They trap you in, like, their web of lies, you know? To for you to keep coming back. They don't want you to never come back.
It's a business.
They don't want you to never come back, dude.
Yeah. Hey, what kind of business?
Model they'd be that? They'd be out of fucking business.
You're right.
No.
That's ridiculous.
So that's another reason why I think that the guru thing is kind of, like, different, because it's kind of the same, very similar, but, like, the purpose of the guru is to, like, hang out so maybe we don't never have to again, you know? Like, talk to me and deal with something, so, you know, like, in that sense of, like, you know, so as a therapist, like, the goal,
like, a temporary therapist.
The goal is, like, learn something so you don't have to come back to me unless it's something else. You know?
Yeah.
But not the same thing over and over and over again.
Take these tools so that you can, like, use therapy on yourself when needed.
And it's usually just a few source problems that are causing the big fucking problems, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so with a fucking dope session, you can,
it's like, just like working out bugs in a computer program.
And then it's your choice to continue, you know, being better with it, or, like, come back to me and complain about it. Like, and pay me. But I don't want that, you know? I want you to fucking continue doing your shit. Like, don't come back to me. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Like, that's, no therapist has that mentality, bro. Absolutely none. The nicest one, dude, nicest one still wants the customer to come back. Like, well, maybe not, you know. Okay, maybe after, like, 10, 12, 20 sessions, you know what I'm saying? Like, okay, dude, I can't do enough for you, like, you know?
Right.
I give you all of my lines that I give people, my bits of it, you know, I have this, like, fucking Rolodex of advice that they give, depending on how certain feel, you know? Because they read that shit. It's in books, and it's not that hard to read somebody when they're fucking opening up, you know?
I mean, do you think there is any level of, like, therapy that is good for people? Because I'm almost to the radical point of, like, it's not good.
Meditation. 100%.
Yeah.
Like true silent self, or like guided meditation, like in a group.
Yeah.
You know? With other, like,
yeah, life. I think
so good, dude.
The reason that we even have therapy is because we're still dealing with the trauma of breaking up our tribes.
And but we're not gonna do anything, you know what I'm saying? Just talking about that shit.
Right.
Like that's almost like
the only way to actually, like, resolve that trauma is to retribe.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, talking about
collective meditation and shit.
Yeah, man. That's what I'm saying, dude.
Right.
Like, you've been to looking in the place of Bashotsville, right? Yogaville?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
So powerful, man. You've been there?
I've never been. Her cousin actually lived
man.
There for a while.
Dude, they meditate twice a day.
Yeah.
They like guided meditations twice a day, like in the temple. And they have other ones, like, multiple times a day in certain areas. Like, they have, like, three different kinds of meditation to offer, you know? And fucking, and I think that was, like, $10, I think, was a donation for lunch. And it was pretty dope. It was, like, all vegan, everything fresh from their land that they fucking grew. You know, made this fucking buffet line of, like, I don't know what the fuck it was, you know, but it was good as shit. And I trusted it, you know? They were, like, sanitation skills and stuff, whatever, you know? But, like, it was just clean people.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, that was my first time there. I felt so, like, welcome. Like, they, like, understood, you know? So, like, no one gave me any judgmental eye. You know, as you're, like, questioning, you know, like, anything. And they listen, you know, they let people finish speaking, you know what I'm saying? Like, actually have a real conversation. Like, consider what you say and then actually respond. You know, like, today is, like, people are just waiting to fucking respond. That they're not listening. They're waiting for their chance. Blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
That's another thing I'm seeing in the metaverse. It's really bad. Like, because, you know, with the face-to-face with somebody, you're trying to, like, impose
right.
on somebody's conversation. Metaverse, you can just jump in someone's conversation, be louder and more obnoxious. And in real life, you can't just jump in someone's lap and just be louder than him.
Yeah.
It's not going to work.
Right.
But in like, metaverse, you can't do anything about it, you know? But I can, you know?
You can't, like, challenge him to a fight right then and there in the metaverse.
Why? He's not, I mean...
Shut the fuck up.
So actually, my left joystick is kind of busted, so I have this metal fucking rod sticking out. So if I stick it too hard to run and move around, I fucking impale my finger a little bit.
Damn,
that's not really impaled, but, like, it hurts. I mean, shit. But it's kind of saving my joystick because I don't really like them games where you run around and shoot. It's kind of annoying. For real. I'm playing that putt putt, man. It's just so much fun. Like I said, I'm gonna check out that ping pong. But yeah, so main question, I don't think it's, like, super important that you get into it, but I think it's, like, kind of the dopest, like, gaming, like, slash fun kind of hobby thing you can do. That's like, digital, if you want to do something digital, you know? If you have a gaming system or whatever, like, get a headset. I mean, the other games are so much better and they're more interactive and they feel more real, you know? And they're just, like, more fun.
I'm of the breed that just isn't into any of that. I'm trying to get off.
But you haven't even okay. How can you say you don't like fucking peach ice cream if you've never had peach ice cream?
Well, I think it's a totally different comparison, because if you know that the ice cream is poisoned, then you're not going to eat it.
But it's not, how's it poisoned?
Well, the metaverse is poisoned by the virtue of the fact that it's, you're not, like, your every move is being tracked. And like,
but that's how it is now.
Yeah. But I would rather it not be that way. I would rather, like, work it.
Sure.
Work through this.
Sure. The, I told you that was part of the reality. That's the Anti-Footstep Coalition. I think I mentioned that outside.
Right, yeah, yeah.
I'm telling you, man, like, it was a real thing. It's like, I saw it and I read it and I was like, wait, I don't agree. So I pressed decline, but they wouldn't let me in. I was like, fuck, all right, fine, I'll accept it. It's just for the footsteps, you bastards. You know, I better take this shit away. But no, when they took the footsteps back, no, I didn't get no notification saying, here's your rights back, motherfucker. No, they kept that shit. Like, this is just listening. For the sole purpose of studying the sound of footsteps, but, you know, not footsteps, but it's still like studying the sound, you know? And so there's no problem. Kind of sly, actually.
Yeah. But dude, that's what I'm saying. Like, just using it seems to be like a tacit agreement to just give away a lot.
Of information?
Of you. Like, your information, your biology, everything that we were talking about earlier. Mm-hmm. They got your DNA, your fucking scent. You know what I'm saying?
Like, no, I'm not for sure. We do. And I feel like a microphone could sense, like...
They already have it all, but it's just, like, I would rather work through, like, trying to get out of that than to work into it. I mean, I understand, like, the idea, like, the idea of working through it by working into it too, you know what I'm saying? But that's just one that I don't know. I feel like this matrix and this virtual reality has enough problems to work through it, enough like glitches, like you were talking about, you know what I'm saying, or like source code issues, like lies that need to be removed from the program, viruses that need to be removed from the program.
And the metaphor is a matrix type shit.
Mm-hmm.
Me getting in where I'm at in the metaverse is like me being like Morpheus.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Matrix. Like, I'm going to be one of the elders that's going to be able to like help people fucking see the difference. You know?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That type of shit. You know, helping like people realize that it's real. You know, even when it's not real.
You mean this is real, but the metaverse isn't? Or what?
I can't call it. I'm saying like even in the metaverse, you know, if it becomes like real or something, you know, or more real than it is. You know, I feel like I already have a lot, man. For like people who are new to the metaverse or something, or just like, you know, having just a weird like time with everything, you know, just seeing what's real. Like, it's not just when you realize that like how real it is when it's not real. I feel like it helps you see how real it is when it is real. You know, but you have to really see how unreal it is. That's really real too. Like, we were real people in there inside the avatars, which is crazy. Like, I was saying, like, you can change the avatar's sex and like how they look at like at moment by moment, you know?
So yeah,
go into your menu, blah blah blah. I'm a chick. It's not troll. Fuckers. And then, dude, they got legs now. So, for the first like 6 months, it was just fucking torsos and arms. It was like they were so accepted, we just floated around, you know what I'm saying? And then, like, there was a whisper of legs.
Be a man. Next topic. What?
No, I want to get more into this because, like,
of members.
Yeah, like, why do you think it's? I feel like it's not. I feel like I can't do it, man.
I mean, I think that's fine.
Because I feel like this, but I feel like you understand where I'm at with like this being its own metaverse, whereas some people just like don't even respect this world. So it's a totally different story. Like, I see what you're saying. Like, they can. The metaverse can be used to get people to like respect reality itself. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. So, and the idea of respect, though, like, I'm having a hard time respecting this world, man, as it is now. You know. So in VR, I have a chance to like start like make sure that respect is respected. You know what I'm saying? In the start of another world, like we're building another fucking existence. And like my energy is helping to build that.
Yeah, but how? I don't know. It just doesn't seem very genuine.
Dude, I'm talking to people from all around the world every day. You know, yeah. And like if I make them laugh or like say something like kind or like
thought provoking, you know? I mean, which happens a lot, dude.
But like, it's still taking time away from them getting, like, sunshine.
Sure, but I mean, they'd be on some other platform, like, whether it be a gaming system or, like, watching TV. Like, they're using this time that they have for set aside, you know? And they choose game, they head VR instead.
Yeah.
And it's, like, growing way more, you know? And eventually, like, if you can play Grand Theft Auto, or, like, other major games that they play online.
I see what you're saying. I would rather avoid
Madden? Like, sports games?
But what about this? Like, what about real life? Like, I just feel like one of my biggest things
is... We could be here together right now. Especially for reservation. You know?
What do you mean?
We could almost experience this without, like, having to pay for reservation. Like, this world like this. We can just go in and start a private instance and just have a conversation and smoke together.
It's not the same.
You're smoking on your side, I'm smoking on my side. We're both talking just like this.
It's not the same.
What's different?
You can't, like, actually touch each other.
Okay, like,
you're not breathing.
Okay, but that's the technology's there, which is expensive.
Like the haptic suits and shit like that? Yeah.
Like, next level, they're already starting to dribble some of that next level shit to us.
Yeah.
Facial recognition, like, body recognition, the heart rate, you know, all the heart rate, like, smelling someone else.
I get it, like, man, but it just seems...
I can't wait to fart in your fucking face from the mouth. I'm like, eh.
Told you, man.
Yeah. But I'm not gonna be on it. That's the thing.
Put $20 on it in 20 years, that's too much. 10 years. $100 equivalent in 20 years. Or 10 years that you'll have a headset. Some kind of headset. Will it be smart glasses? Smart glasses count, dude. That's right up there. And that's pretty much the headset without, like, the actual vision thing. You know, but they have those where they have the immersive realities. It just looks like Ray-Bans.
Why would I do that?
Why not? Because you can pretty much, like, use your whole laptop, everything that your laptop or computer do. Your sunglasses do it for you. You don't have to touch a screen or touch anything or type anything. You know, it's all automated with your eyes and your voice and, like, kind of your thoughts, because it reads your eyes and shit. You know, and so it kind of knows what you're thinking and where you're looking and stuff. Like, and it helps you, like, formulate your thoughts and all.
So why would I want to do that?
Because everyone else is.
Yeah, I don't know.
And that's not just because of that, man. It's just that, like I said, it might get to a point where, like, it'll be the only job you can do, or it'll be, you know, it's part of a job. Maybe, you know, with the training. Maybe, you know.
I feel like there's always going to be jobs in the real world that need to be done.
Always? But come on, you're not talking about always. For a long time. You can't say always, bro. Are you serious? Eventually, they'll find a robot to do everything better. Like, that's... You can't agree to that? Nanotechnology, bro.
Yeah, no, I feel what you're saying.
We're a part of the robots that the military is building right now, dude. But they're so dope.
I
want control. Yeah.
I don't know, man. I feel like we're already robots. That's the thing. They're just reverse engineering what's already... What we already have. In us, that is, like, dormant capabilities, yeah.
Like, also, I like the one where they're, like, they're using us to raise souls. You know, like, they're using our beings to, like, nurture souls because they want the higher ones, the higher level ones. Like that, and, like, the Nibiru and, like, the higher beings, like, they're using our beings as, the learning stage of a soul, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, the ones that are, like, ready, or, you know, they can use, you know, the people that are, like, next level, like, you know, you see on DMT and stuff, it could be something like that, you know, but another dimension type shit, mm-hmm. where, like, they have a choice, you know, so they're not gonna take everybody, every soul, or every like, energy, you know,
mm-hmm.
yeah, so, because they don't really need it, but they want to continue growing, and, like, because I think that's the basis of most, like, beings, is, like, just to grow and develop, you know?
Mm-hmm.
If anything, You can't deny that thing. But... and anything else that comes after that, like, you know, you gotta do what you gotta do. But like, we're growing, trying to grow and build. You know, not to do the same shit every day. That's pretty much life. Any fucking planet you go to, you know what I'm saying?
It's yeah, I feel like my reason for avoiding the metaverse isn't like some backwards. Like, I feel like a lot of times when I like if I say that, like you're picturing me being like, you know, 1800s like Amish against it. I think my reasons for being against it are actually like this is already a metaverse, and like I'd rather participate in this metaverse. And it seems like we've already got haptic technology. It's called our skin.
Yeah, I know, man.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
and so all things
we've already got like epic vision. It's called our eyes. Like we've already got epic focus. It's called like willpower. You know what I mean?
No, you're right, man. The thing is, like, all the things that I'd like
but to most do, people don't see it that way. So I don't understand why you would.
It's like most of the things that, the metaverse. I'd love to do in the metaverse, I can't. I'm not able to do in real life. You know?
Right.
I can't play pop up at exotic places.
Right.
You know, fly around and instantaneously
yeah.
to a new, like, exotic place to play pop up with
right.
somebody.
Right.
Like, from Ireland. You're like, what the fuck? You know, I can't be, like, a super cool, like, fucking, not cool, but, like, a moderator at a, like, pop up place, you know? Because, I mean, I've tried to go out socially recently, and it's kind of weird, dude. Kind of weird.
Yeah.
But,
yeah, man, outside of the metaverse, anything else, dude? Weird times going out socially right now.
So, dude I was talking to earlier was this random dude that I had the mobile mechanic.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a local kid that pretty much been in and out of jail his whole life, you know? And I kind of understand his mentality. Like I've had a few friends like that, but he just talks a lot of shit, man. You know, like it's almost like forced a narcissism, man, being and locked up like that.
Because
mm-hmm. you have to just talk and not prove yourself. You can't. There's almost no way to prove yourself. Anything you say, what you think, like what you did, and like what you're going to do, like you have no choice to do any of that. You know, like that's. They root like crushes people's spirits, but it also like makes them used to like saying things that they're not doing, you know, which is lying.
Right.
But that's a thought. But they want to be doing it, but they can't. They're not doing it because they're not able to, you know. And then once they can't, but like that in those situations you can't. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm gonna start a business online. You know what I'm saying? You're not gonna have parties. There's many things you can't do in jail. And I'm sorry, you can't do it. But because of that, like, you have all these illustrious dreams and ambitions, but, like, there's absolutely no way you can do it. But, like, on the outside world, it's almost the same mentality. You know, like, it isn't about just saying the same things, but there's nothing holding you back. But, you know, it's an action. But, like, it's really hard for them to, like, trust themselves, you know, when it's time for action. You know, like, they might have good ideas, they might have learned a lot, you know, but because of how it is, the system being like, force that they can't do. That's such a big part, dude. Like, so you can't, you know? Like, that's every day, 24/7, can't. Like, that's what jail's about, man. Like, no. Like, I don't care what's going through your brain. You're doing what we want you to do, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's so fucked up. And all that money. It's a corporation, dude. You know, like, it's not.
Private prisons.
Yeah.
Private prison system.
It doesn't do anything, dude. Like, every single stats and everything I've heard. It's ruining families. Like, only like 80% of like people in jail come from like single mother parenthood. You know what I'm saying? Families, and so many like go back into the system. Like it just, it's going right along with like the esoteric agenda and shit. You know, it's like perfect. Like what they said they wanted to do, pretty much. Like, and it happened like what right after they abolished slavery. Mm-hmm. Even some of the same plantations, dude. The one down in Georgia. Remember that shit?
Mm-hmm.
Dude, the plantation where they had probably no slaves, the day after they abolished slavery, they turned it into like a prison.
Oh, right.
And like, it's still there.
Right, and the 13th Amendment is all slaves are free unless committed a crime.
Uh-huh.
Well, who's to say they've committed a crime?
And the white people
right.
that own the plantation, like, hey, actually, if you step off my property, that's crime.
Yeah.
So come back and work for me.
Right.
And now, like, you're in prison, so you don't have to pay it anymore.
Right.
Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. A literal matrix.
So inside the metaverse, it's like a, there's apps, and the apps is like a world. Inside that world, it's like a universe.
Yeah, that's what this could be. To someone, right, so something else. Yeah, it's like this what we call base reality could be a fucking metaverse for something else, you know?
Yeah. I mean, every time I think about that, all I see is ants in like an ant farm for the trees, man. Like nature. Yeah. They're just like watching us fucking build around.
Probably.
Record podcasts and shit.
Yeah.
Like, oh my god, they're recording a conversation.
Yeah.
So other people can hear the conversation they had.
Yeah.
In the future.
Yeah.
Like, we're time traveling right now, dude.
Yeah, through, for like, sure.
You know, an application that someone built and blew up and shit. It's crazy. But yeah.
Dude. But do you think that, like, spending time in synthetic, so to speak, metaverse diminishes your skills and abilities in this metaverse? Or how does that?
I mean, even with like lucid dreaming and stuff, or like you can always gain something from experiences, right, and moments, as long as like you're aware.
Yeah, I think like awareness is the key there. Yeah.
And gain perception. And like, I'm meeting people from all across the world, dude, talking to people about how they see things from like other countries and shit, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know,
I think there's definitely benefit to it.
I'm asking, what do you think America is like for me? From the outside, you know what I'm saying? Like, I wouldn't have a chance to just randomly bump up to somebody from the, you know, into this metaverse. So it's just like, it's better opportunities for what I want. It's like, I need that, like,
But I think awareness is, again, the key. Because I'm sure there's a lot of people just going in there just
to fuck around. Yeah.
Or just, yeah, whatever, just have a toy.
Yeah, it's a trolling mindset that I'm being real.
Right. Right? Exactly.
And I can see, like, the fakeness in that. Like, I'm starting to see it, dude. It's so funny.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's up, man. I love you, man.
We're gonna do part 2/ it won't even be a part 2, it'll just be continuation jump tomorrow when we have more dank.
Add some more like reels and stuff.
Yeah. I'm just gonna like cut a bunch of shit out. Like, I might keep the part where I'm talking about cutting it out, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, just like fucking do all sorts of weird shit. I don't even know yet.
Man.
Just like content, and then like cut anything I find boring. Because
there was another topic that came up.
Was there? I guess kind of connected to it was like, I feel like monogamy came out of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like hunter gatherers weren't monogamous necessarily. But you know, some were. Monogamy is like rooted in possession, you know?
No, 100%, yeah. So the term means just one mate, right, the whole time?
Yeah, it pretty much means I'll trade an agreement to not have sex with anybody else as long as you agree to not have sex with anybody else. But like that alone is like rooted in possession and jealousy. And also it's like limiting somebody's human nature. It's your nature.
Yeah, it's not based out of like love.
Clearly your nature is to like pursue sexual novelty.
If that's
what
you want.
But I want to limit that in exchange for the fact, you know, I'll limit myself.
Do the same.
Exactly.
Or at least make, you know, at least say that to you so you do it.
Exactly.
But I think that traces back to, like,
But I mean, we'll stop right there. With all the cheating, all the other shit that goes on in monogamous marriage, we know monogamy is a failure. We just continue to live the failure, or whatever. Some people try to continue to live the failure. But isn't the point right there? Isn't the point right at the root of the fact that you have to deny your nature to just make, to even like begin the shit?
You're like, what, just to have a relationship?
You mean you're saying like, oh, I won't do, like I won't follow my like natural tendencies in order to like feel like I own you. You know what I'm saying? It's actually kind of ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
When you really think about it.
No. Why they feel like they own somebody anyway, or why they feel like they need to own somebody.
Weird, right?
Or like, yeah, just not allow them to be themselves, I guess, or know what they want. Like, would they love somebody?
What's your perspective as a woman?
Protection? I mean, if you have somebody that's not, you know.
But that argument is made in everything that I've been reading. Is like, yes, because we set up a society in which you need protection.
Yeah.
Then that's, yes, you get the benefit of it, but like, you've been set up. That's the thing. Like, the whole root of it is fucked up.
Yeah.
Why should you even need... No, what if women were all together? What if the tribe was together?
There shouldn't be anybody attacking you either. No.
Yeah, exactly. Why should we even live in a society where you feel the need, like, you're under the threat of attack?
Because you're a woman.
Yeah.
But that's because of the monogamous society that has been set up from the root that I'm talking about.
The possession.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
But
you
still crave having protection from a man.
Yeah, but you were protected. You were even more protected.
Yeah, you're not.
So for a man, it's different. So it's about, like, monogamy for a man is like, because they know it's important, because they know that the woman is like, has their kid. You know?
Yep, exactly.
Yeah.
Really. That's the story that we've been told. But, like, why is that? If you go
so
to.
So, if you're not monogamous, whatever, who do you know that's going
to. If you go to, like, indigenous tribes, it's like.
He's going to have your back.
And they don't really know. They just all take care of the kids.
They don't care. They don't care. Paternity is not a big deal.
It doesn't matter.
They raise their sisters'
kids.
Yeah,
okay, yes, for tribes, though.
As a male, you just
family
raise your sisters' kids.
Yeah, but tribes are what family should be, you know? Yeah.
Exactly.
Like,
what we call family is like holding, like, blackmailing each other. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a whole setup.
So that maybe that's what it came from. So that's the correlation where at one point they were like, they didn't want families to stay strong because they wanted all the fields and, like, you know, big business themselves. So, but if there's no big families to compete with, you know,
right?
That's the separation. Oh, do it on your own. Be independent. You know, because now split the families up.
Right. Meanwhile, they're staying together.
Yeah. Yeah, of course. They all stand together.
Mm.
But they're telling us to separate. You know, you can do it on your
be
own.
Be an individual.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can go out there and get a credit card, one person being in debt five times, like the whole family can just be like a couple times, or like be in the plus together, you know?
Mm.
Everybody pulls together,
you
know?
Yeah.
They have dope ass.
They put people against each other.
Uh-huh.
Every individual.
Yeah, yes. Even like family, you know.
Within the family, yeah.
Because they set up like, was it family supposed to be doing this? They're making, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then also being your family members sometimes like easy targets, you know, like for people.
Especially younger, if you're an older generation.
Yeah, and they don't know why, but they just like they have aggression. They can't
they
get
they
rid
need
of
to get out. So they
make
like
their family because they're right there, but they're, and then know that they're forgiven. Well, hopefully, you know.
Yeah.
Saturday, hopefully they because
they're family or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they're still like inciting fear and like spreading emotional poison, you know,
mm-hmm.
to your own family. It doesn't come back to you. It's in your family, dude.
Yep.
Like,
it's
a shitty cycle.
Yep.
And after a few times of that cycle, it's like, it's in like the DNA, you know? It's like, you know, it's shitty moments on your rest of your future. It's like based off that, those moments, you know? They call it PTSD, whatever. I say get all that shit, you know what I'm saying, sometimes, but that's another thing with these younger, like...
Well, I mean, I think trauma really happens, but then it's like the opposite side of that is how do you respond to it? Some people just like use it as a crutch for the rest of their lives,
yeah.
Or like play into it because of the benefits you get as a victim, you know? But I think it's more rewarding to just get over it slash work through it slash, you know, whatever.
But, you know, when people get used to like, that form of attention... You know?
Right.
It's like sometimes it's like maybe the only attention they get is when they pull that card, you know?
Right.
So it's like, of course, if I'm trying to get a cookie, the only time I get a cookie is when I play this fucking PGS cook like card. I'm gonna rely on that to get my cookies.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And like,
okay.
And then that's like a label, you know, it's easily done by any doctor, like, oh yeah, you've been to this legit, you're still in your mind here, you have PGSD. Yeah.
What do you think? You sound like you were thinking about something over there. Mm-hmm. Huh?
Well, if you mentioned labels.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just not a big fan of labels. Because they define things. And post-traumatic stress,
mm-hmm.
syndrome. It's just a syndrome. It's like having a cold. You know, it doesn't have to be like reoccurring.
Yeah, no, they used to only like give PTSD. They only gave that label to like people who had seen people get blown up.
Blown up, like in their face. And it was only like...
Now it's applied to like...
For the whole life.
Your mom didn't love you.
Yeah, but for your whole life. You have one moment of sadness and your whole life you're like traumatized.
Yeah, PTSD.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Nah, man.
And there's definitely... I do think... People can have traumatic experiences that are not in the military. Don't get me wrong.
Of course.
I think there's a balance there.
But at the same time, you know?
It's being applied to everyday life experiences, it seems like, at this point.
I catch a lot of flack when I say this sometimes, but, like, you know, I'm glad that people are out there fighting world wars, but, like, because I'm not trying to, but it's their fucking job. They signed up for it. There was no draft, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Dude, if the fireman gets burnt in a fire, like,
that's
if you get see the shit blown up, like that's because you fucking signed up to blow shit up.
Yep.
And kill no matter what, you know what I'm saying?
You, you don't think that that's a, like a courageous job, though?
No, there's a janitor. There's janitors.
I think it's a courageous job.
Just as much as a janitorial just, work, dude.
They know that
clean.
They
you don't want a clean toilet seat to sit on?
Yeah, but
that's way more.
No. I'm not. That's a false equivalency. I'm not saying that janitors are underappreciated. I agree that janitors are underappreciated, but that doesn't mean that being a soldier or a fireman is. Don't get me wrong. I wouldn't be a soldier because I know that all of the reasons that they've given for like.
I'm saying if I went to a dinner and said, "Appreciate your service." They wouldn't be what they would.
They'd be surprised, probably.
Right?
But teachers
but
too.
Yeah. Everybody got their respect. Like, I appreciate their service.
Yeah.
Everybody's
sure.
Part of it. You know. That's what I'm saying.
You know,
why just then?
I see what you're saying, but
like, why is their trauma, you know, more horrific when?
Oh,
they sign up for it. It's not like
I understand what you're.
A real trauma
at.
Is like when you're like, oh, I'm gonna go fishing this weekend. And then it hit my fucking awesome, you know, I'm fishing with somebody and his head blows up next to me for no reason. That's traumatic. But if I'm going to kill people and then people get killed, that's the job description. Like, how can you
trauma? I see what you're saying to a degree, but I think when it comes to just like human experience.
Okay, so it's like,
it's just like,
I
an innate,
to be
it's
a,
just like
a video
an
game tester, right? I love video games. It's cool. I play video games.
It's different.
And
you can't compare anything to like watching somebody die before it's their time. I've never even been in that experience, but just like vicariously. Well, yeah, maybe not. In this life,
but
yeah, for sure.
But you still remember that feeling. Like
100%. But that's why I can say that.
I mean, it's not even a question. Like, I know what it feels like, and if I had the choice, it's not an option.
100%, but that's not what I'm getting at. What I'm getting at is, like, there's something innate in people that we don't want to see people die, even our enemy die. Like, the first time you witness, maybe after the first time you've witnessed somebody get murdered or, like, killed, then you get a little like numb to it, I guess. More and more numb to it the more you see it.
Mm-hmm.
But the first time that shit happens, like there's something in us that like is shaken by that, no matter how you've been raised.
I feel like that part is kind of it shakes the selfish part of it. They had something tied in with that, you know, had agreements tied in with that thing, that loss of the, whatever, you know.
But it could have been your enemy and you still feel that.
I mean, it's still.
So what is that?
I mean, you need to make amends or, like, you know, some thought that there's maybe, it's not always nice to have a nemesis, bro. What are you talking about? You gotta have a nemesis. You can't be a hero without nemesis.
I get that point, but I'm saying just on, like, a biological level. Like, an infant, you know, certain instincts, certain reflexes that we have that we're, like, programmed with. I feel like the first time you watch somebody die, even if. Somebody, not an old person necessarily, like, if it's their time, that's one thing, but, like, if you see somebody get shot or, like, fucking have a horrific accident in some way and die before it's really their time, you know what I'm saying? Like, even if that's your enemy, I feel like it does something to you. Like, it changes things. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I feel like it just makes you realize that this life is not, like, it's super fragile. You know?
Super fragile, but also, like, yeah, I think it just.
But also, like, how much does that one person, that you think about it, oh, wow, prison bond is horrible. But, like, life still goes on, you know?
100%.
No different, really. You know, except a few people's, like, that may be sad, but, like, that doesn't, their sadness still doesn't really affect anything, but their own lives, you know?
Right.
So it's like, I think death should be, like, a happy thing, man. You know, like,
yeah.
And all this, every sadness is always traced back to a happiness or love. Yeah. You know, whether it's not there anymore, or it's like, you wish it was, or you wish it could have been, or like you wish you want more of it, you know, or like there's some reason why you miss something or status for something.
Yeah.
But it's really because you love it so much, it's not there anymore. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so when death
is the yin yang, the perfect symbol for existence. I feel like the yin yang
is. It is. Like
if you're going to try to put a symbol on the reality,
mm-hmm.
it just like encompasses everything.
You give and you take, you know, it's like the cycles.
Mm-hmm.
Change is only constant, you know?
Light and dark.
Huh? Everything's reflection.
Masculine and feminine.
You get what you give. Yeah, it goes around, comes around.
Mm-hmm.
Nice and fun, yeah.
Active and passive. Matter and vibration.
Two sides of the coin.
You can't even have one without the other. Like,
yeah.
one defines the other.
That's not the reason why politics is so frustrating, because, like, if you just listen to people talk, it's like, blink. Point, you can turn the coin around, like, you're just arguing the same thing.
Yeah.
It's like, but when people start arguing, that's when it starts getting escalating, and like, sounds like they're different, saying different stuff, but they're not really saying anything different. They're saying a different way because they heard it a different way. But they make it sound like a different way, you know? So they're arguing on how it sounds. But the real point is that you're saying the same thing, you know? Ugh. It's so funny, but.
There's a complex brainwashing going on there, too, though.
MK
Ultra shit involved.
Yep.
Like the political divide.
The algorithms, sure. Dude, like I can't imagine, like when they start working on those algorithms and then implementing AI into those also, you know, that's the part that freaks me out. Like letting loose those technologies onto those algorithms, you know, which they had access to, but you know, it wouldn't like we put the they've already been on the information fucking suck. For so long.
It would suck if, like, I'm so drunk that I forgot to hit record, but I think I did. I totally did. We're recording. Let's go. This has been a good conversation. Anything to add, though? Because, like, what you were saying there was just so on point. I felt like you kind of hit it.
Hit it. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I actually realized wrong. That's on camera. I started, like,
Oh shit, I'm on camera.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I feel you. But you're not even on camera. Your voice is on camera.
Shit, I am. Damn it.
Oh shit.
You're like, yeah, you're kind of like behind a blanket, though.
I know, but.
Ish. Yeah. How do we make it better?
I'm almost like with Kymatica, you know? Most like nothing you can do but just be the best.
Love.
Yeah. Be the best you can. You
have yourself. Fun, enjoy the ride type shit.
That's all you can do, man.
Yeah.
Anything else is like worthless, like.
Because people don't listen to words, you know? They'll see. If they see you, that you're happy, they'll be like, damn, how can I be happy? Like, maybe I should listen to him because he's happy. But if you're like depressed, you know, it doesn't matter how smart he is or like fucking, you know what I'm saying? Like, the greatest life he hasn't ever, but look at him, he's depressed. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Or like, but that same person or another person could be like, oh, see that happiness is like damn inside, you know, thinks some old piece of shit and go about his day differently than the person, like, you know, see things differently, like opposite. They could take that and maybe feel bad about it. They see someone else, you know, they hate us because they hate us. Because they're haters.
Yeah, but why are people haters?
It's ridiculous.
Why are people jealous?
It's just what's we're raised about.
Possession. Not able to let go.
Indigenous people aren't jealous of us. They think we're crazy. So where does that come from?
I think that's fear. You know, it's like the agreements and stuff, like holding on, you know, makes them scared.
It is fear.
Like anything that like kind of tests who is like, oh, I feel this certain way is and you know, like kind of test that, you're like, it feels like an attack, you know? Yeah. We get on defensive and then boom, it's done.
My feelings are invalidated.
Yeah, and it's done. There's no way to conversate anymore. Yeah. Like they switched over to defensive and they're looking to attack and like try and get back because they feel sad they attacked, so they're gonna try to attack you.
Right.
Dude, I'm not trying to do the poking thing.
Yeah.
And sometimes it becomes like a battle of wits sometimes, you know. I mean, I'm okay. Like people in the wrong like will be shown to be wrong, you know.
Yeah.
The longer they try to like
That's true. Long term mentality.
You let them keep on talking, 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 like eventually like, wait, what you say? Like,
mm-hmm. The truth always wins in the end. That's for sure. It does take some patience sometimes because if you be trying to like show somebody like how right you are, like it'll end up backfiring on you, you know?
Yeah.
But if you just live in your righteousness, it'll.
But no, that's not right. Like that's your truth. You know, if they don't know that or don't accept it,
right?
It's not going to be true for them. You know, they have to find that truth themselves.
Yeah.
So it's not really their truth. It's like your truth.
Yeah, in a way. I think there is an objective truth though.
What is that?
It's beyond even
like, like what happened though? Really?
Mm-hmm.
Like wouldn't it as in like the time progression as events happening, like
yeah, exactly. Like experience itself.
So, but it just experiences though. So that could be like in the dream world it's like the same thing. Experience things like
feelings, all
the
senses. Yeah, you know, feelings kind of are a part of that too though. It's hard to even put into words because words themselves are a part of the subjective reality that you're talking about, my truth, right? As soon as you try to put objective truth into words, you've already subjectified it.
And then I'm trying to like, you know,
but it doesn't take away the fact that there is an objective truth though. It's just it takes a mature conversation to even kind of dissect that.
Yeah,
you know, it's that which a genuine person is doing their best to use words to reflect, and without fogginess, you know, they're using the symbols based on what they know the person they're talking to and their meaning, like how they agree to the meaning of certain words, you know, what language they speak, et cetera, et cetera. Like the cadences and like dialects and shit, you know?
No, dude, you're like, have to fine tune each.
Depending on who you're talking to, you know? Mm-hmm. And like, because it's all about agreements and relationships, you know, and dynamics, you know? There's no absolute when it comes to language,
mm-hmm.
you know? What you're talking about is 100% true when it comes to language, relationship, and a large part of human experience. But that still doesn't take away from the fact that there is an objective truth that we're even able to like, so it's like the source of language and like our ability to speak and listen and understand math. Math is a great example.
Perfect
example. Music is another great perfect.
Sure, it's, I mean, because it's kind of mathematical.
Too. It's mathematical, but like
the flow,
yeah, sound, like but on a vibrational level, yeah,
the vibrations
instead of a conceptual level, yeah.
Yeah, and the vibrations, you know, it's like a representation of energy,
mm-hmm.
you know, in a way. And so, like, the different keynotes and stuff are just the way our ears were, like, tuned. Like, it's a blessing to hear that shit, you know? Because we're just, like, vibrations. We don't really sound like anything, like, what we think, we hear.
When the music hits, you feel no pain.
Yeah. And dude, like, probably music to other creatures that don't have what we have in our ears, which sounds like just gibber, I don't even know. It sounds like wah, 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 something. You know?
Yeah.
But, like, nothing. Maybe they're they came in not even tuned to a certain, like, vibrations.
Right.
Just they don't hear anything. Like we're all jamming out. Like, what are they doing? Like,
right.
They can't hear our music. You know what I'm saying? Like, even us, maybe. Like, we're trying to talk to them. You know, like, what's going on?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Any other gems you want to drop before we cut the shit off?
I thought about something. It was awesome. I think I thought. Oh yeah, so, like with hiking and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, it's so awesome because like every step, you know, you have to like plant your feet, you know, be aware of where you're looking, you know, you have to be there in the moment, you know,
mm-hmm.
and it's difficult sometimes put that to like practice in life, you know, just be, mm-hmm. take steps and just keep going, you know, it doesn't like matter where you're going,
Yeah, I think sometimes people, like, she got overwhelmed sometimes, like, looking at the whole thing. Like, just, like, take one step at a time. It's not... The one step might be a lot more difficult than than on the previous ones or the next ones after that, but, like, just take that step, and then,
Yeah, and also, like, if focus on the ground, like, every time you take the hike, if, like, okay, take 10 steps, look up. Takes 10 steps to look up, then every time you do the hike 1,000 times, it looks different every time. You know, you've seen that 1/10 every time they say it looks different. But I don't know. I've also been hiking for a long time, so I can, like, look up and still, like, know that I'm not going to trip, you know? So I think some people, like, might see me, like, hazing and, like, try to do that shit. Probably can't.
Yeah. Here's, like, St. Mary's Wilderness today. Hit the waterfalls, which hopefully you're looking at right now. But I know how to use this.
Oh, yeah, you got some nice footy.
And if you think you're a ninja, then you can try to get to the waterfall yourself. Kind of doubt most of you can get there.
Well, I would want to, I guess.
Yeah, you like have the will. Do you have the willpower? Much less the ability.
I mean, or just right equipment, you know, some Tevas.
Yeah.
They'd be all right, you know? Some sandals with some buckle, with a buckle on it. Not to wear socks.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Because they don't make, like, waterproof boots like that, like, withstand that, do they?
I mean, they have aqua shoes.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it wouldn't be fun to hike in, but at least afford those crossings. Switch your shoes out, you know what I'm saying? The dry shoes back on.
I wish they made, like, more portable, like, wading, you know, wading pants or something, you know? Mm. Have you ever, like, waded out in wading pants?
Mm.
It's such a weird thing, because, so you step into them, you know, almost like a...
Like ankle weight type concept?
It's like trousers.
Like pants, the whole like pants wading?
Kind of, just because it's, like, all thick rubber.
Okay.
You know, so it's almost like, what are they wearing? It's like a... They're made of denim. It has straps on.
Hmm.
Anyways, it's kind of like that. Like a button. And the crazy part is that when we go into the water, and like, so water pressure is still like there. And so in the water, when you're actually in the water, I guess you don't really feel it, you know? But when you feel that we're pushing in on the rubber, and then the rubber pushing it on you, like, you can actually feel it. It's weird, but, like, the separation, just a little bit of rubber makes you, like, aware of the pressure, you know?
Mm.
When you're in the suit, it's, like, kind of sucks into you because the pressure is all around you. And like, oh, my God, what the fuck? Squeezing, but that's the water's actually doing it all the time, you know? Just don't feel it. Even just a few feet of water, you start feeling how much the fucking pressure is like, coming in, it's like, sticks to you. And so... Walking through and like even up to your chest, and like if you're in the water, you know, so your body, like, instinct is to, like, okay, I'm in water, I'm getting wet, you know. I feel like there has to be some kind of like instinct to where, you know, because we're made of water, so if we're in water, we can't just like transfer all of our water, you know, because it was like lose our physical fucking being, you know what I'm saying? Like, if we lost the control of that outer layer of us, or you know, who we are, like our bodies, you know,
mm-hmm.
like. The idea of, you know, if we like lost that part of our, I feel like it was almost like melted into water.
Like our skin, you mean?
Good, yeah, it could.
Yeah.
Right? Like what's holding up the water in our skin? Like our skin, like what's holding it there? Like,
willpower.
It's like a will, right? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So part of
and that like is like the programming in our, I don't want to say DNA, like people argue about DNA and that's like whatever, but.
But
it's still willpower, ultimately.
But didn't they recently just say they proved that DNA changes almost every day, like as you live?
Yeah, for sure.
Like, as you
for
think
sure.
sometimes.
For sure.
Yeah. The actual code changes.
It's always changing.
Like if you tested it every hour, it would be different. You know?
Yep. Because it responds to life.
Response, yeah, energy.
It doesn't dictate life. It's not programming life as much as it's responding to it, for sure.
No,
I think human nature is actually
you don't have time to worry, really.
No, it's just exactly like we were just talking about. It was with DNA responding to life.
There's
human. There is no such thing as human nature because the nature of humans is to respond to the culture that it's brought up in.
Not worried.
And so if we are brought up in a culture of it's normalized to worry about everything, then sure, it's human nature to worry in that culture. But then there's other cultures where worrying is just like the silliest thing you could ever possibly do.
It hasn't happened yet, or it already did, so why?
Well, would you ever consider worrying about it?
Even if it's happening now, you shouldn't worry about it, because it's like you're here now, so you might as well do it.
Right. Exactly.
Well, the gist of that, though, is real, though. You know, just living in the moment.
No, living in the moment is a good one.
And you know, you shouldn't worry about tomorrow, but like, you shouldn't worry about anything.
You shouldn't worry about anything.
Yeah,
you can still look forward. You can still look forward to tomorrow without worrying about it.
No, of course it is. It's tough because we live in this life. It's like we're part of society. You know, I had shit to worry about.
You can't tell me that you don't worry now, or you haven't worried in the past.
I have worries, but I'm not worried about it. You know.
Yeah.
No, but in the past.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Of course,
but that's like part of like getting over them.
But I'm not worried by them. Yeah. You think about it, and like
you have them to get over them. You know?
Yeah, it's easier to say that than get over it.
It is. Way easier to say it.
100%. 100%, but it's also easier to get over them the more you practice getting over them. And the more you get over them, like, the faster and, like,
you
more easily you get over them.
You need to figure out what is the first thing. Don't worry. You need to figure out why you're worrying in the first place before you can actually go and
I mean, that's fair. I think if you discover that, though, then it becomes even easier to not worry.
It's usually something external.
Just, you know, not worry.
You can, though, but you do have to do what you said first. You have to figure out why you even worry in the first place.
Yeah.
If you figure that out, then I think you would stop doing it because you would realize that it's fucking pointless.
And then that worry is almost like a being that wants to stay alive, you know?
Yeah, exactly. It, no, it is. It's not almost. It is.
It's
a fucking energetic
parasite.
Keep
feeding it energy. Yeah.
Yes.
So if you find that root, it's not going to live, so it knows that. It's going
to,
like...
It doesn't want you to find the root.
Yeah.
It'll, like, make up shit. Like, oh, no, you need to find the root.
Invalidate.
But, like, that's the root, you know?
It validates, like, reasons why to, like, go around, beat around the bush.
Yeah, exactly. To continue, like, in the circle of worry.
Which is, like... Like a
literal
fear.
Insanity.
Yeah. But I mean, the sprinkler definitely gets me. You know what I'm saying? But
at times, like when you're aware, you can just like let that go at any second, dude. And that's what I was saying. Like the more practice you are at letting it go and getting over it or working through it. And the more you get over your worries, the more you work through your worries, the easier it is to get over them or work through them.
And that doesn't mean like the problem is solved because you still have to work to do to whatever is, you know, to either fix a hole in the wall or something. Like, but at least you realize it, it's a hole in the wall.
You're right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, now we have work to do.
It.
Like, yeah.
And it was worrying about
it. So you should
have,
work because now you know, like, what needs
to be
done.
Action has to be taken.
Yeah.
And then you don't have to worry, but like, if you're worried, like worrying, then that means that there's something that needs to be done to alleviate that worry. If you're worrying and you can't get over that worry, then that means
it's greasy, man. You know, it gives you reasons to like not be worried, but it's like that's actually worry.
Right. And if there's nothing that you can do about it, then you have to like figure out how to let go of that worry too as well.
Yeah.
If there is something you can do about it, then do it, and that gets rid of the worry. If there's nothing you can do about it, then face the fact that there's nothing you can do about it.
And
I realize that this pointless story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm on.
Oh, I did have one thing I want to say. So, like, the reason I'm not really even doing podcasts / the podcasts I'm doing in the future are going to be different. And I'm just, like, they're all going to be different because I'm trying to figure out, like, different ways of trying to do it, like what I feel better with. And so I'm in it, like experimental phase right now, you know? Nothing I've done has worked. Or it's worked only to the degree that it's like, I'm not happy with it, you know?
So they want you to be like the one wet mailman. Hey, Stankapooty.
What?
He is so funny. Say, hey, little stanky booty.
I don't know what she's talking about.
Oh, man. Dude, he's like the most positive, like, kind of like, I guess, wigger is the best way, you know?
Okay.
A white dude with a bunch of, got some soul, you know, he's from like Cleveland, I think, or Cincinnati.
Okay.
And yeah, he's like so positive about life and stuff, and like talking about his feeling, like, oh, shit. That's like a winning personality, bro.
Yeah, you do have to. You gotta be like a character and like entertaining. They don't, like, people don't want to hear real shit. They don't care about that. Nobody cares about things that can. This is exactly what I want to say. I beat around the bush a lot. Let me say this. My last episode, I put out a bunch of clips. Some real ass shit in there, right? Averaging like 6 to fucking 20 views. One of those clips was my relationship with alcohol and cannabis. 120 some views. People care about gossip, information that they can use to target somebody. Like, his relationship with alcohol and cannabis, this is information we could use to like discredit any of the real shit he said because he's an alcoholic and a fucking stoner. You know what I'm saying? It's just gossip, like information about somebody else. But all the information that could help them in their life, they don't know. I don't want
to
hear that.
So, dude, maybe like the thumbnails, bro. I heard thumbnails is like a big thing to catch someone's eye.
I don't care about that shit.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying, but like...
It's the first image that they could, like, the chance to draw someone's attention. If so happens that, you know, the algorithm puts your shit in their view, you know?
But at the same time, like, yes, you're right. But the thumbnail that YouTube picks, you can put a 3-hour shit on there. And like, so the one they pick is probably like one of the best frames out of all of them. Like the AI is already pretty
good. Okay, so then.
So like, it's kind of a waste of time to try to find a good thumbnail. You know what I'm saying?
So, okay, the titles then. Put the most dramatic titles you can think of, but then talk about how something that's not even related. And then once I click on it, they're already there. They might check it out.
I don't like that. There's certain thresholds on
it. Just be like, My car exploded in my family today.
That's not my style.
And they're like, dude.
That's not my style.
Like, yeah, bam, gotcha, you're here anyway.
Nah, I wouldn't do that. That's not me.
I will then. Let me do it.
Get your own channel.
No, but I'm going to bring it to your channel.
Okay. That mean fair.
No, but I mean, I've been thinking about that. Like, I feel like it could be currency, like how much influence you have. Like followers could be convincing or shit. Where to like they only even go as far as people like follow you. You know?
Right. But people just care about the most banal shit.
Dude. Like you seen that Black Mirror where it's a rating system. You know, everything you do, 5-star ratings, you know? Boom boom. And so over time you get your personal ratings because like the person can do it, your friends can rate you. Every interaction can be rated, you know? By the other person or whatever, bystander even. And like, oh, I heard your conversation. I don't like you too. You know, 2 stars, boom.
Yeah, yeah. Black Mirror or whatever.
Yeah, and then so eventually like that becomes like a credit score. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so you
can. Yeah, this has been a topic.
And that's crazy, right?
Truth community for a while. I think it already exists.
It's kind of.
And that's kind of what your credit score is to a degree. It's like, that's kind of what they want it to be. Yeah,
okay, but so recently there's like forms to where you can pretty much, as soon as it goes to the debt collection, mm-hmm. that means your debt is paid for. Like the collection agency, they took it at a cost because
mm-hmm.
you know, they're trying to write, you know, do the taxes at the end of the year, so whatever, it's been a year, mm-hmm. they're trying to cut their losses. And so they'll sell it for a lower rate to a company who buys it. And
that still affects your credit score, though.
Yeah, but because like without written documentation, they're allowed to like leave it in your like name, but it's not your debt. Like they bought it, this should be in there. You know, you didn't sign a contract with them, so you have there's a certain forms that you have to submit. Like, hey, that's not me. Like they bought this, and then like they're right, and so it will reflect in your credit score. It takes a little while, but once they, it's a simple check like. They check into the system. Okay, where's the actual debt? And like, okay, actually, this company bought it off.
It's still showing on your credit score, but somebody else has purchased the debt, so you can say, I dispute
connect
that.
The dots, yeah. I dispute that.
Yeah, because these people bought that debt.
Mm-hmm. They bought that from this company. I agreed to pay this company. So I did it to them, but they sold it off. I can't. That's not nothing to do with me, you know? And so, like, legally, I'm not bound to that, really. But
yeah,
the debt collection agency, that their whole job is to do that. So they call you, and they have everything on recorded, and then they get you to admit that it is your debt. And then once they do that, they can take you to court. Not paying. But if you don't admit that it's your debt, then, you know, you can, it's not yours. Like, you know, you don't think to yourself.
Right.
When they first start calling, you know? I mean, I haven't tried it yet, you know what I'm saying? So I don't know how I'm set, but I'll forward to the little link I saw about the little forms and stuff you can get.
I think it's smart to just never agree that something's your debt. Make them agree that it's your debt before you agree to it.
If you force me to make that, I'm like, I'm just completely no contest.
Right.
Like, okay, no contest. If you really have to, like, need a verdict.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Yeah. So, what's the conclusion of the weekend, man? Epic?
Two thumbs up.
The quiche was like 20 out of 10.
Weekend of the quiche.
The weekend of the quiche. That shit was
fire.
Do you believe in repent? What if the kingdom of heaven's within you? Do you think you would enter, huh? What do you know, huh? How do you know truth? From the pit of your soul or just cause somebody told you? Do you think about what you think about? Do you see yourself and the people that you hang around? Get quiet, let me think aloud. Listen up, wanna break it down. Question your perceptions, I'ma break it down and question your perceptions. Do you ever question your perceptions? Do you ever question it? Oh yeah. What if your money was worthless? Then would you know what your worth is? And reconsider living with a purpose. How would you determine what work is? Are you seeking what's easy to purchase? Or is it deeper than what's on the surface? Do you question your perceptions? Ever so is real, huh? It ain't your politicians, nor your status. All of that is fiction, so it's real, huh? It ain't your entertainment, nor the industry. I heard it's filled with fake shit. And I need truth over everything. I need truth above all else. I need truth over everything. Yeah, give me the truth, give me the truth, give me the truth, yeah.